2 weeks ago, Congress voted on a huge appropriations bill. If you watched TV coverage of the debate, you saw the 3,000-page document, a stack of papers some 16 inches high. The bill was not enacted because of a controversial provision discovered at the last minute, buried deep inside. We wondered how thoroughly lawmakers check such a document for the measures they want in or out of it. Howard Bollicky agreed to take us through the process. He's the chief of staff for Representative Dennis Moore, a Democrat from Kansas. We visited Congressman Moore's Washington office yesterday and found out that no one actually looks through that stack of paper anymore. It's all online. Bollicky described what happened 2 weeks ago when the bill popped up on the computer just hours before lawmakers were to vote on it.
At that point, it was just a matter of scanning through each page, you know, page by page, looking at it because it wasn't in a format that could be searched online. We couldn't, type in Kansas or communities in Dennis's district and search for them. You just had to look at each section of the bill, going into it with some idea of what was in there for us. But you still had to basically look at every page and see what was there. And there's a very definite random element that you've just got to wade through.
So how do you then search for what you want to find?
Well, let's say you're looking at the VA HUD section of the bill.
Housing and Urban Development.
Exactly, and veterans, and there's EPA money and some other things in there also. An earlier version of that had passed the House, and we had a couple of things in there, and we anticipated that they would be in there again, and we also knew of some things that had been added when that separate bill was taken up over in the Senate. So I had a list of several things I was looking for, but you just had to wade through the bill and make sure they were still in there in the final version.
Can you log on to the computer there?
Sure.
And go through the budget with us, or the bill?
Sure. I'm going to... It's congress.gov. Right up here, they've still got a link to what they call the page guide for the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2005. So I click on the page guide link, and there's a division list down the left-hand column here for each division of the omnibus, the nine different appropriations bills that were rolled up at the very end to make this omnibus. So you've got agriculture, you've got commerce, justice, state, energy and water, which is basically Army Corps of Engineers flood control projects, transportation treasury, which is a lot of highway projects, and that's also where that little point of controversy involving letting appropriations committee leaders and staff visit IRS sites and allegedly look at tax returns, that's where that was buried.
No. This was the provision that would let any member of Congress go and look at someone's tax form?
The chair and the ranking member of House Appropriations and their designated staffers. I mean, we learned about that from the news media, basically. It wasn't obviously something we knew about. I was looking in the transportation division for some highway projects and mass transit funding that Dennis had obtained for our district. But, wouldn't have even thought to look for something like that.
Do you feel, as chief of staff here for Representative Moore, do you feel you have enough time to do a thorough job of examining what's in this bill before your representative votes on it?
Oh, not at all. The morning of the vote, we were able to physically scan through the 3,000 pages online. We had a maybe 30-page summary that was produced by, a private outside group, Congressional Quarterly. I would bet, based on our own experience, that if an office sat down and read that 30 pages before the vote, they were probably as much in command of the details of this bill as anyone on Capitol Hill, but for the people on the Appropriations Committee who actually put it together. There just, particularly this year, there just wasn't any sort of reasonable time for, reflection and weighing the various pluses and minuses of this giant package.
Putting all this in a huge so-called omnibus bill is not the only way to get your budget passed, right?
Well, normally there are 13 separate appropriations bills that are enacted every year. They're all supposed to be completed by October 1st, which is when the fiscal year starts. Since, here we are in December with this thing not signed yet, obviously we didn't make the deadline this year.
In fact, I've read that only two years of the past 16 years have they been able to pass all 13 bills by the fiscal year. Why is that?
It's a lot like college kids putting everything off till the last minute.
Lawmakers haven't always procrastinated and rushed through bills. Joel Johnson was chief of staff for former Democratic Senator Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio.
Well, his approach to appropriations bills, and frankly any bill that passed the Senate in general, was to make sure that someone on his staff had read and understood every provision and every convoluted clause in every bill so that he could be comfortable that nothing could sneak by and be passed into law without either his knowing about it or his ability to ask questions of the sponsor of the bill. After time, members, particularly chairmen of committees, would understand that Metzenbaum was going to be scrutinizing all of their bills, and in a lot of ways they would play good cop to his bad cop and say, look, I'd like to include this provision in this tax bill. Bob Dole would do this all the time when he was chairman of the Finance Committee. I'd love to include your provision there, but we'll never get it past Metzenbaum.
Now, how did he make sure that everything got read? There's only so many people on staff, and there's so much time.
Well, we would always have a staff member assigned to the Senate floor and would sit on the Senate floor, and when a bill would be called up for consideration, we would be consulted, and that staff member would read and understand the entire text of the bill and every provision in the bill, and if something in there seemed amiss, he or she would flag that, talk to the senator, brief him on the provision, and if the senator was not satisfied, he would call up the sponsor of the provision and ask him to explain it.
We've just seen a 3,000-page, 16-inch document for this latest omnibus appropriations bill. How would the staff get something like that completely read?
From time to time, he would get help. Once it became clear that Metzenbaum was sort of standing as the gatekeeper, other staff or other senators who had provisions, who might not have gotten provisions in the bill or saw a provision in the committee process that got into the bill that they didn't like, would tip him off, call him up and say, look at page 397, line 6, click, hang up the phone. Metzenbaum would run to the bill, look up the provision, understand it, and bring it to light.
Joel Johnson says there's no one on Capitol Hill now who's as much of a stickler as Senator Metzenbaum was. John McCain, he says, perhaps comes closest.